taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Wrestling has more than one royal family.
To the Midday Show here on ESPN Louisville 93.9 The Ville. We, admittedly, I was going for Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 40. Admittedly.
Oh, there it is.
Okay.
We got it out of the way.
I said it because if I didn't say it, people were going to be like, people listen to the show every day. We're going to be like, hey, now, he's in there. All right, now you got to say something. But in the building with us today, we have the WWE Champion, Cody Rhodes.
Thank you for having me. I feel... Why were you going for him? So at WrestleMania 39.
Yes.
I feel like it makes a little more sense. Yeah. WrestleMania 40, though. Because this is actually, I'm curious about
we
this.
Need to have this. I need this.
Well, so a lot of people ask me, they're like, oh, the story's finished. What's the next story? Yeah. Whatever. And to me, I'm thinking, what was Roman going to do if he had continued on? Like, in your, pie in the sky, hypothetical, what Absolutely. Would Roman have done?
Well, here's my thing. I think Roman, once The Rock came back, I would have kind of continued that on. I liked where some guys could be coming in, you know, some other guys maybe joining the bloodline. We'll see what happens over the next little bit, you know. I think there was a lot was still on the table there that they could have done.
Probably still on the table, maybe?
Mm-hmm. It could be.
You wanted the title to be connected.
Yeah.
See, how do you feel about Rock's belt that he gave himself?
I like it.
It's a very nice looking title.
It is very cool looking.
It is very nice.
Very
looking.
Aesthetically pleasing.
And that's a big, that goes a very long way with wrestlers in general. Oh, that's a really good looking belt. You know, right. I think there was a title in New Japan that I solely wanted because it was a good looking belt.
Yeah.
And then by the time I got it, the dude who I beat for it had beat that belt half to death. And I remember him being like, eh.
It's a little rough. Yeah. Well, I will say, growing up, I was a Ric Flair fan when everybody was rooting for Ricky Steamboat. You know, I was a Triple H guy when everybody was rooting for The Rock. Yeah. And but I will say this, man, just what you've done in wrestling, and I think, you know, being a catalyst of other places, you know, and everything that you've done has really revolutionized where wrestling is today. And the one thing The Rock did say, and I, you know, when he came back, was wrestling does feel cool again.
Because of him. Right, because Rock.
Listen. I think he played a little role in it. Okay, I did like him being back. But I will say this, man. As lifelong wrestling fans, it is nice. It felt like you went through a lull there, and this is where we'll kind of get into it. You know, it felt like we went through a lull there where guys like us who grew up wrestling fans, been fans since we were kids. Right. You know, it was like, oh, you
multiple
know,
eras.
I'm a wrestling fan. It's like, oh God, you know, oh, you like that stuff. Now that's not the reaction anymore. The crowd tonight, we've watched SmackDown and Raw's come through here, and there's been over the last 10 years, you know, sometimes you're like, God, I hope it's a good showing, you know, I hope it's a good showing for the city. That's not in question anymore.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great showing. Just how proud are you of just everything that's went on over the last 5-7 years just what's went on and kind of brought us to where we are today?
Well, I think... all the gambles you take, all the risk you take, all the... choices that you're going to make, you want them to lead somewhere special and unique. But I could have never guessed some of the butterfly effects certain things would have in terms of the wrestling economy itself, wrestlers being paid on the level that they probably should have been paid earlier in their career. That being something I'm particularly proud that we were able to help kind of bring that to bring that out forward. Another piece of it is with everything that's happening with TKO and UFC and WWE and that merger, to be the champion of the company, to have the title that's really the North Star for WWE throughout all this is, I'm hoping when I go back and look at this, the thing I'm most proud of in my career. I know all the steps that it took to get there. I know all the gambles and the risk, but I would like this story and this run to be incredibly special because, like you said, you've been fans through multiple eras. Sure. So you know some fans are fans of certain eras more than others. And a big thing that we just saw it with the little kiddos outside, but this is probably the thing that you guys see and understand is that you'll see tonight there's a whole new generation of kids who are jumping into pro wrestling and sports entertainment.
Absolutely.
And I remember this was a conversation, one of the very few conversations I had with Mr. Heyman, but he was telling me, saying they don't know who your dad was. And he was saying, I don't mean that in a negative.
Sure.
He said they don't know him. Mm-hmm. They know you. Mm-hmm. And they might know him as your dad. And it was really wild to think that's the case. Like this belt, for example, the literal belt.
Yeah.
So many of us like the Winged Eagle and the different big gold and the Undisputed. There's been so many like title iterations. I guarantee you 5 and 10 years from now when those kids out there have a podcast or a show or doing something, they're talking wrestling, this would be their title.
Right.
This is the one that it's just a unique time to be age-wise to be watching and being part of it because you can have your foot in both in terms of what's happening and what the future of wrestling is going to look like, but also like, oh, I remember this. Too as well.
Well, a little side note too. Back, just speaking of WrestleMania 40, my five year old who's into it. My 5 year old doesn't disagree with me, Cody. You know, he thinks I'm the man. You know, I'm dad. You know what I'm saying? Like, my 15 year old is growing into it a little bit, but my 5 year old thinks I'm the man.
Yes.
The one time he disagreed with me, he said, "Who are we rooting for?" I said, "Oh, Roman." You know, he said, "We're rooting for Roman." You know, he was like, "No, now we're rooting for Cody." good on him. So to your point of a new
100%.
What about Louisville in particular? Because you do have some ties here.
Triple Crown OVW champion.
I
won. I won the OVW heavyweight title at Derby Park Expo 5.
Expo 5. Yeah. Let's go.
So I won it there, right across from a strip club called the Greenlight Lounge, which it had a sign on the outside saying "Talent Wanted," and talent was misspelled. And it's also right by like Churchill Downs where
right down the road.
Beautiful thing. And then of course I remember winning it at the Derby Park show, and then I would lose it before I ever came to OVW TV. But that was really a fun few days to be OVW champion. I tell people it's the closest I got to a college experience.
Yeah.
Was a Louisville experience. 4400 Shepherdsville Road, that parking lot, driving the ring truck. Because the secret was if you drove the ring truck, you didn't have to set up the ring.
Nice.
So it's like, here you go, guys.
Pro tip,
get to work. Yeah.
Okay.
But that's just Al Snow, Danny Davis, all the fans. I see fans. You see fans everywhere, and they might say, like, hey, you remember me? I was at this show. And for me, it's pretty much always like, yeah, sure. You know, but there are a lot of fans in Louisville that you meet, like, hey, you remember? And I really do. I remember them from the parking lot brawl with Jacob Duncan, where Timmy Baltimore's mic wasn't even plugged into a camera and he was holding it up. And I do actually remember them.
Yeah.
I think that's special because it feels a little like a homecoming.
I'll say this. If you went to an OVW show today, there are people, some of those same people are still there.
Yes.
Like, it's wild, man.
There was a lady, and and I don't know if she's with us anymore or not, but there was a lady named Donna who used to go to every OVW show. And I would hear guys complain about her in the locker room because they'd be like, there's Donna. You know, she's seen Batista. She's seen Randy Orton. She's seen John Cena. She doesn't care about us. Yeah. Like, she'd be like, going and like, well, isn't that like the goal? Like, she's the most into it, jaded, kind of perhaps seen it all. That's the goal, to see if you can get her on your side, you know? Yeah, really great, great crowd. Is Wick's Pizza still a thing?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, what, they got about 7 locations.
Yeah, they
now.
Opened a new one downtown by the Splice.
The Wick's Pizza parties area, which was just 2 recliners and you'd get a free pizza. And I remember Danny Davis was very specific. It's just 1 pizza. I always thought that was the coolest thing for just a little, you know, that little, the Davis Arena and the, you know, OVW. I always loved that. Gosh, so many little great touches here that were brought by OVW.
Now, it's a really exciting time to be a wrestling fan. Mm-hmm. And I think part of that is spurred by there's other options, but not only that, the fact that they're willing to work with each other. We just saw, we had her come in studio, Jordynne Grace, the TNA champion, now is the NXT
champion.
She's
special, isn't she?
She is fantastic. She's, she was incredible. You could
tell. Yet. She's not yet.
But, you're right. She's wrestling. She's wrestling. She's wrestling in NXT. You're right. Yeah. I'm getting ahead of myself. I got my money on her. It's just, you wrestled everywhere.
Yep.
Like, I almost wanted to say literally, because it seems like you've wrestled literally everywhere. Guys like you, guys like AJ, who I know you're not exactly fond of at the moment.
But, I took the bait.
Yeah. We all did.
I took the bait. I'm supposed to be the hardcore, smartest.
Oh, man. The
Batman of pro wrestling in terms of knowing every exit and knowing my way out. I fell right for, you know, the powder blue sport coat.
The sport coat should have given it away.
Never trust the man retiring in the sport coat.
I got Henry'd, man. I got Henry'd.
You got Henry'd. But you guys have that experience. And now that the world of professional wrestling seems to be working almost together or a little bit more cooperative, how grateful are you for that experience wrestling elsewhere? And also, you have this experience that you could pass along to the younger generation of guys that, of multiple styles. Just how grateful for you were you for that time?
Well, I want to I'm incredibly grateful to it. But the thing that I get the most from the time I was away, the tour around the world, whether it was Independence or Ring of Honor or New Japan or anywhere I went, was I could tell myself, hey, have an open mind. I had to really experience what an open mind is like in pro wrestling and sports entertainment before it officially was like, okay, no, we're in a new era. The game, you know, like literally any sport that you see today, basketball is nothing like it was in the 1970s. Sports entertainment, pro wrestling is nothing like it was. You can take things. Fundamentals are still there. What's old is new, for sure. But the business is evolving. It's moving forward. Some of the old rules, see you by. One of the reasons I like Nick Khan and Triple H is they are big on, that's an old rule. It doesn't have to be a rule.
Right.
And that, keeping an open mind, that was the thing I'm most grateful that I learned from that experience. And that it was a needed experience. I would not have found myself without stepping outside of my comfort zone. But I wanted to shout out Jordynne Grace because I don't know Jordynne Grace super well. Every now and then she lifts weights at the Nightmare Factory, so I see her in there. But I do know Jordynne is somebody who loves the industry and who is learned as she went through trial and error, taught by a lot of failure, same as I was, and now she's emerging as part of this bit of a crossover you're seeing, which is unheard of. Shawn Michaels just, if Hunter and Nick Khan are breaking a few of the rules, Shawn Michaels is breaking all the rules.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that's cool because we need to do that to find out where we're at. So I'm very proud of her. I remember years ago I told her, I said, I think the only thing that makes me mad is your social media. And then I look at my own social media. The guinea pig generations for socials. I've been terrible. I've been good. I've been everything. I've tried to learn what it is. But very proud of her for making her way in this world.
Absolutely. Jeremy Wahman, Ringside Podcast here. Steve, thanks for letting me hop on here with y'all this morning.
For sure.
today we're going to turn the ESPN into epic.
Okay.
That's what Cody Rhodes is.
Thank you.
Epic.
Thank you. You should have started. started.
Wow. Yeah.
Right?
Let me talk.
So many 40.
I just want to give you crap, man. We always do. So let's go through a quick timeline.
Yeah.
You left in an epic way.
Yeah.
You went on to travel. Well, first off, I have to pat myself on the back because in 2016. Thank you, sir.
How about that?
All right. That's going to be on eBay in a few minutes.
How about that, man?
On our year-end review, my co-host Daniel Spencer asked me to give a bold prediction. And I simply said, he's going to take over the world. He's going to change the business is what I said, not take over the world. Made you sound like an evil mastermind for some reason.
Sure, that's okay.
He'll change the business. And he said, well, why do you say that? I said, well, he's already been going from Ring of Honor to Impact to New Japan, doing everything in between. Just an epic, just announced a 10,000 seat independent event.
Yeah.
Epic. Leaves that, goes and builds a place for other people to go to feed their families. Yeah. That helps do that. Epic. Leaves there in an epic way. Shows up at WrestleMania in one of the best ways anybody can. The surprise opponent role. Epic. A few months later, you're in the ring half purple at Hell in the Cell. You even get injured epically.
You almost won me over there. All right. Oh, you almost won me. That was wild. Yeah, well done. Yeah.
You even get injured epically. And then you started, me and Steve are really old school wrestling fans. We love the long story builds. I mean, when I was growing up, there was only maybe like 4 pay-per-views a year, so you had the longer builds. You went on to tell one of the greatest storyline, 2-year storylines in history. So, with all that, you won the championship, a couple Royal Rumbles, no big deal. So, to get to the point, a long road, no pun intended, to get to the point, how proud are you of yourself that you were able to just bet it, push all the chips in on yourself and just blow it up wherever you go in a positive way? You just killed it everywhere you went. And then second part of that question to the naysayers, did that kind of feel good to kind of shove that in their face and be like, I'm Cody Rhodes? Like,
I think when it comes to the naysayers and the critics, when you finally get to the spot that you've been telling them you're worthy of, when you finally get to the spot that you've been working for and striving for, when that moment happens and that validation happens, you get less of a high off of saying I told you so than you might think you would. You almost look at them and feel grateful for them. I am very grateful for a lot of people say haters, people say critics, and then you'll hear people on social like, oh, that guy just lives in his mom's basement. And what I want to say is, like, no, he doesn't. It's probably a real man who might, he might work at the bank next door. He's an actual fan and he's venting his criticisms, his frustrations, whatever. Don't dismiss them. So when it comes to critics and when it comes to the naysayers, I almost feel a connection to them. I can say, though, winning at WrestleMania 40, I told Brandy that, my wife, I told her if I won, I would probably feel full. I kept using the term full. She told me that I was full of it. And she said it will only get worse. And you'll only want more, and you'll be more addicted than ever. And she wasn't lying. I mean, instantly, I was in the back of my bus holding this, and there was a bunch of people celebrating on the front of my bus, and I was just thinking, like, whew. What are we doing tomorrow? What do we got for Raw that can be as entertaining as a build to WrestleMania was, which we had a very tumultuous, wild, I can't wait for more people to know about that story, build to WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. But long answer, I apologize. But the short answer to your question is, if you get a few beers in me, I start to be real proud. I start to be real proud. Other than that, I never talk about it and I never mention it. But every now and then, I start to pat myself on the back.
It's funny. That's how I felt. My wife, I know when she's had one too many, she's like, man, you know, I'm a good nurse practitioner.
The confidence comes out.
You got one last quick one.
Yeah, well, I just wanted, this is kind of piggybacking off of something I heard on Busted Open. Bully asked you, and just piggybacking off that as well. How do you keep that momentum going? It certainly seems like there's momentum, but this was an all-time generational story that reached a climax at WrestleMania 40. And, I mean, do you need a new arch rival? Is it AJ? or is it the lingering fact that The Rock is probably going to be back at some point? Or just how do you maintain the momentum and stay hungry?
I think from the outside looking in, a lot of people might just say it's about that opponent.
Oops, sorry.
You would think he produces. This is our producer, by the way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's how bad this is. Yeah.
No, there we go. All right, it's off. No,
good.
It's off. There we go.
Was it a phone call?
No, it was an alarm to make sure that.
It was a phone call.
That was my oh crap, make sure.
Is that your dog, by the way?
That is, yeah.
It looks like my dog.
I was going to say, it kind of looks like Pharaoh. How do you get the hair like to stay off?
Buddy, that.
Dude, right? It's an ongoing war.
My wife, I was like, I'd love to get another husky. No way, never happened ever again. What was it? About the story.
And staying hungry and everything.
For me, it's just naturally the type of person I am that I want to keep going, and I want to. My agent refers to it as the next big step. So I'm always thinking of that. It was very important to me that. And I had a match that was different from a Roman Reigns match. To have that biggest arena gate in company history after WrestleMania was a good indication that we're on the right road. But I think these periods, like these months as they build between the Big Four and between WrestleMania, this is where I'll be the most challenged.
Right.
Because, you hear it all the time, the chase. It's about the chase. And I had this 2-year chase, and now you have the thing in your hands. I'd like to make the match quality just blow by in terms of exceed any standard that was set, so that there's an element of match quality to this championship. And it's the North Star for WWE, the WWE Championship is. One thing Hunter told me is everyone will want to wrestle you now.
Right.
Everyone will want to wrestle you. You have to be prepared for who you really want to wrestle and what are the biggest matches, and I'll help guide you in that process. But that's been new for me in terms of everybody has a layer of envy towards it, a layer of jealousy towards it, same as I had.
Right.
And they want it.
WWE SmackDown tonight at the KFC Yum Center. You can still get tickets on Ticketmaster.
As low as $24.
How about that? Yeah, so go snatch them up.
That's
right now.
That's an honest
now.
Price, because you hear people like, they're 20 bucks. 24.
You know that's real.
Yeah, that's a real one.
Listen, so Cody Rhodes, thank you so much for joining
us. Cody,
most importantly,
awesome.
Fellow Disney adult. I didn't even want to get into that conversation.
Now because you're Disney dad now, right? Like,
oh, well, so me and the wife still go a couple times a year by ourselves, too. So. Yeah. Okay, listen.
I just was telling, we were just talking about this. I was trying to go to Orlando this weekend for a mental break.
Yeah.
But I didn't explain that to my wife clearly enough. I used it as like, you and Libby can go to the parks or something. And I could tell she was like, I think we'll stay home, just have a chill weekend at home. And I should have said, like, I need it more than you think.
Cody Rhodes, thank you so much. It's been an honor. Thank you for sitting down speaking with us, man. Look forward to seeing you tonight and everything else that is to come. It's the Midday Show, 93.9 The Ville. Crowd is here about to